Okay, this point is a very important point about how do we make harmonics happy and light. That is a very important point. So generally, it's why I call this importance, because it's just like that. When you know the how to deal with the karma, then even when you committed the negative sin, you can purify it, or even you have to commit a negative sin, you can make it a light. So once you don't know the way of how you make the karma heal, then even when you committed the very minor negative sin, it will become very heavy. So that's why when you kill the mosquito, that is a negative sin. Now even the karma will depend on whether it's a heavy or light. It depends up to you how you commit that as a negative sin. So it's something like that. It's a very important point, is that when you look at the area of the negative karma, it depends to the how you do it. Once you do it, even negative karma, once you do it some way, it will become very happy. If you do it in some other way, it will become very light. Okay, sorry, the example of killing the mosquito. When you are killing the mosquito, but someone kills the mosquito with a very strong anger, then you kill the mosquito. When you, after killing the mosquito, when you're satisfied with your action, right, that way, you will kill the very heavy negative karma.
Okay, just tell me, kill mosquito, okay? So when you kill the mosquito, just when you, now when you kill someone, kill the mosquito, not with the anger. When someone killing the mosquito with the, not with the anger, with the mosquito, and but after the killing the mosquito, not having the satisfying or the satisfaction with the killing the mosquito, just feel the more, I mean, the chanting the mantras for the sake of the dead mosquito, which you feel like that, that is negative sense, very light negative. Now you can see the true difference of the negative. One person who came the killing the mosquito with the kinetic anger. After the killing, then you feel the joy of the succession of the killing the mosquito. One person who is killed the mosquito, not with the anger, but killed the mosquito, and still after the killing the mosquito will chant the mantra saying to the mosquito, both committed a negative sin. But the huge difference with the one negative one is a very heavy one is very light. So that's why the every karma, so that's why it talks about the 4 points of the every action. Yeah, 4 points, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's a elaboration for what the English term they use for 4 points. Motivation. What they follow the 4 points of the every karma. So can you just read these 4 points they talk about? Well, can you just tell me this, the 4 points of the every karma that talks about the 4 points, isn't it? These, the motivation and the action.
Yes.
Then
and the ending, the final one.
And then the final one. Not the 4 points. So base or the establishment base of the establishment, if you look at the killing the mosquito, the mosquito becomes the base. Now the motivation is that someone kills the mosquito with the anger to killing the mosquito. Someone killed for the mosquito with the helpless. And mosquitoes is fighting not with anger, but helplessly killing the mosquito. Second, two different ways. The third thing is that, so action is just the killing the mosquito when someone kills with the anger, someone just killing the helplessly. The ending, someone feels a very joy with it, someone feels a very satisfaction, and someone feels a regret. Someone feels that they do anything, they will lose some of the benefits of the what he killed, just charging the mantra. So like these four ways make a big difference. Negative difference to the karma. So, I think I told you the story of one of the great masters. At his time, one of the Dharma came to Mati, the great master. I think that story is from 200-300 years back.
Yeah.
So, and great master, one dog came to the bite that great master. So, that great master on the way, he was carrying a Buddha scriptures in his hand.
Yeah.
So, once he just stayed. And if you don't bite him, the dog will bite him. So what he did is that he just hit the scripture of the dog's head, saying the name of the dog was the blessings of the scripture. It's saying that he hit the scripture of the hand of the dog. So you got it, no? So I think you'll remember the story of what I told the last time.
Yeah, so this is something, so this is okay, so sometimes we have to, in the karma, so sometimes like it's karma, so sometimes that we have to commit to something, so sometimes we can do something very hard to escape. So at that time, what we have to do is that we have to try to just jump the mantra or try to be a bit of a negative thing. So once we do it, so our negative karma will go very well.
So, one example, right there is that the nucleus, which you know, whenever you're committing the negative karma, just like killing, obtaining the lies, these are negative karmas. When you do it with the very joy, or with the freedom, or the anger, or the way you feel the mosquito with the anger, when you tell the lie with the intention to deceive others, and after this, completion, the action, when you feel the joy or something like that, then what will happen when you will become issued to them all the same So generally it's a negative karma, something like that, when you're killing or negative karma, just killing like the anger, if you look at the killing or the, when you look at the negative karma, killing or telling the lie or whatever, one thing is that when you do it again, then you will become very addicted to it.
So the person who are very addicted to the, if you look at the alcohol, the person, once they become the addicted. So even they know that drinking the alcohol is not good for the health, and they know so many reasons that that's not good, but still they cannot help themselves. Still they cannot get rid of the alcohol because they are addicted. So one good point of the addiction is a good point of the addiction, that every addiction you can get rid of it. If you know the right way how to overcome this, every addiction you can get rid of it. So that's why, once you're committing the negative karma, like killing animals, killing the animals, or the taking the wine, alcohol, all these are when you're used to it, you will feel very difficult to get rid of it. And the reality is not the difficult to get rid of it, only you will become addicted to it. So last time I talked about here, I took the law. So now this today, maybe I will tell you the few steps, how do you have to overcome this addiction, like taking the lie, or the killing the animal, or the 10 negative points. So today I will share a few of the points how to get rid of all this addiction to doing the negative karmas. So one occasion I was just going to the, you know, the drug rehabilitation center where the person takes a lot of the drugs. So just to give the talk how to get over it. But the most difficult thing is that even I can't get any advice for them. These people could not concentrate on my talk. So just only the 2 things, they cannot concentrate. Really, I feel very helpless, I can't do anything. Because first of all, they're going to concentrate on what I do. They're going to listen properly. So it's like that. So today I will give a few exercises, general exercises to how to reduce it or doing the right thing. Okay?
Yeah.
A few exercises, okay?
Yes.
So as I told you before, when you do that, when you calm up, it's just like you will become the more addicted to it. So once it becomes addicted, you will feel very helpless. For example, taking the line. You feel it's very difficult to reduce the taking the line. Because you become too addicted to taking the line. When you're killing the animals, like a mosquito and any animals, so when you're used to it, so you once you become addicted to this action, so you feel very difficult to reduce it or get rid of it. Okay, so last thing, we have taken the vow. Now what you explain about taking the vow is just like you have taken the one vow that you will reduce or you will abandon the one of the negative karma or whatever. Now to take the what you have to do is how to do it. How to abandon the one of the negative karma or how to reduce this one negative karma. Now today we have to know the way. Because us, you have just took the vow. Today you know the way. Today you should know the way how to do it. So as last time I told you to generally just abandon the one of the negative karma is in the reality it's nothing difficult, it's very simple, easy. As I told you before, sometimes we have to keep 253 rules. With that we don't feel the difficult, just abandon the one of the negative karma is in the reality is more difficult. It's up to you how you think. Okay. Now the first step is, and I will tell you the few steps how to reduce or how to happen in the whatever of the negative karma. Okay, well that will be the example of a few, okay? So first of all, that occurs when you have, if you take it about as an example of the abandon, the killing or reduce again. So, example, for you take like this one. So we will discuss, or I will just let you know how to overcome the killing action.
what happened during the pilgrimage.
First, number one, that you use visualize the magic field and training for the magic field give you the strength, give you the power to overcome the negative action like killing. Or give you the power to give you the power of the blessing to attend that killing. This is the first thing. Just praying for the magic field. Okay. Number one. Number two is you have to think the negative points of the killing. Wrongs and the negative points of killing or being in the outworld, you have to think the negative points of it. So when you look at the killing, so if you look at a killer animal, so you have to look aside from the animal. How does that animal will feel when you look at the killing? The animal or the human, they have seen that, or the same that the animal and human both bite most, love most, but they are all aligned. So that's why you have to look when you're killing the animal. Killing the animal is something like that you are dealing with something that they love most generous. So when it's for that you kill the animal, also the shorten the lives of all, shorten the lives of all other. And so then when you kill the animal, it will shorten the lives of all animals. Second point is that you have to think the negative point. Okay, second step is a negative point of the negative karma. Negative points, you are taking the negative points of the negative karma, negative action. Last around the one is that I was giving the talk at the school board, the schools, one school and other school. One and the school kid asked me a very, very, very sharp question. So one student asked me when I told them that when they're killing the animals, they're killing with the shotgun or anything. But the student asked me one question, and then if you ask the person if we look at a butcher who kills the thousands of the animals, their life should be very short. At least their life maybe 60 or 70. But once they kill the animal, thousands of thousands, their life should be just be up to only 20 or 30. Still, they are not dying any young. Even they kill some thousands of animals. So, how can I say that killing the animal can short of them? That's the school. Get an answer to this question. You've got a very sharp question. Okay, you understand my question. So, okay, if you understand this question, so I want to answer for the awesome. Well, then answer for this. Yes, I mean, this body question. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, this is a question. So, yeah, he asked a very good question. That school asked a very good question. So, generally, if you look at this point, you have to look at this. Giving the animal who is shorter than others. The duration of the shotgun, like only Buddha knows, whether he's talking about 10 seconds or 1 minute or the 2 minutes of our life, then only the Buddha knows. So we will not able to know that the duration, you got my point? If we shorten the duration of the shotgun of our life, maybe if we shorten 10 seconds of life or the 2 minutes of the life, 10 minutes of the life, then only the Buddha knows. Even if we have the wish, we always wish that we live longer. Even if we can live 1 hour longer, definitely we will choose to live 1 hour longer. So that's why raising the animal, especially the body, which is teaching the body, you're having the way raising the animal. That's a very good way. That's the way to increase our lifespan. Yeah, so this is the, yeah. So now the second step is like that, that you think the negative points of the negative karma. This is the second step. Yeah. So the curse, that's a concept of one question. If you kill so many animals, you have to ask yourself the one question, why I'm killing it? Why I'm killing it? You're trying to find it, look at yourself and try to find it on the one answer why you're committing with this negative karma. Just like an example for killing again, you have to ask why. So this is the third step that sometimes you have to ask yourself a question, and so sometimes when you ask too many questions to yourself, so sometimes you might get repetitive of what you are doing. When the others ask you the too many questions, it might become the pressure to you. So when you ask yourself the questions, so sometimes it will give you some of the solutions or idea. So that's why you have to ask yourself the one question. Because if you are killing a lot of animals, you have to ask yourself that question. But whatever the negative karma you are doing, sometimes you have to ask yourself why I'm doing it. Why? It's like killing animals.
So number four is that now you have to try to find yourself the one solution. Yourself for one solution, that the one yourself for one solution, that the how can I overcome it over this? You have to find it yourself for one solution. So this is because that matters. I went through it. I also through the so many people, so I see the very future result of it. Example, I just went through it, one of the kids' prison. So in that kid prison, so when I was getting all the solutions, for solution, then I get the kid prison that the, kid in that prison, they caught because of the drug and the stealing, they caught that and they come to the prison. So one of the kids, 14 years old kid, gave me a very good answer, really good. That's my heart. That kid, just raised up. I think he was 14 or 13 years old kid. I met him in the kid prison. Usually we have 200, 300 kids. So many kids came with the answer for all my this matters. So now the first step. First step is related to the very region. So only the three steps. So there are many kids they raise, they just look at they will really help and how they will do it. But the one kid just gave me the answers and he just shared all of them through these practices. Really, it touched my heart very much. So that kid told me that first he was thinking himself, that why he was. He told me that he got in the kid prison because of the stealing. So he find it why he was stealing, when he was stealing. Then he got the answer. Because he got the stuff and these negative actions are stealing because of the bad temper. Because of the bad temper. Now he knows that. Now the solution, he find it out that now I have to get rid of the bad company. Then when I wonder something that what I like, I should earn it. I should work hard. I will work hard and I will get the money and I will buy the what I want. He told me that he got the solution. Really, what he was saying that really I was a few minutes, I was completely shocked, really touched by this. He was just a 13 or 14 years old kid, just got in the kid prison. So this is something like the practice of sometimes why you have to ask your questions. Then you have to find yourself the solution that how can I overcome it? Sometimes you can just try to find the way how to overcome it doing the negative actions. Sometimes you can get yourself the one solution. Buddhism is something like the Buddha himself think very deeply for 6 years that he got the one solution. So something like the vehicle that business will jump right up. Maybe you can spend 10 or 15 minutes to use any more free on the fixed length of activity of 4 steps. No? Just spend a 4 step for 10 or 15 minutes and see the 1 week you will get the resolution. So these are something that so this is something like that. What you have to know is that just like I think this is the way how you think how you have to. This is the way how you have to reduce the negative karma or overcome the negative karma. So you have to apply these 4 steps. So fifth step, always you have to remind them of what you have taken the law. That remind you have to always remember that you have taken the law. That's the fifth step. Always you have to keep on reminding yourself. I have taken the law. Then you can enjoy the committing the negative karma. Okay. So once you can enjoy the one step, okay. So this is the one. Okay. So once you can enjoy the committing the negative karma, also you should need the ability to enjoy the also the negative results of the one step, negative result of the negative karma. Also you need that ability. Okay. Otherwise it will be very difficult. So, generally, so monks who really the dress answer, and suggest for the reminding the one specific reminder of six, just like the reminder to get the reminder inside of the monk. So, that's why the Buddhists told that when the monk and nun become a mad, so they don't have to follow the any monks or nuns' rule, because he's completely forget about the healing. He is not able to know that he is or she is a monk or nun.
Okay, then to the five steps. Okay, now you remember. Okay, now. So this is this is a very simple one. And this is the number of steps required. Very simple. So what you have to do is that you don't have to do it just a daily. You can spend the 5 or 10 minutes for the thinking about it. Once you teach your mom what you have to do, you can go very properly. Then you have to have to do it. Sometimes when you feel it is difficult, then until you apply it. Okay. I think the most best thing is the last time when you took the alcohol was not to drink the alcohol. You do like this one. So once when you drink the alcohol and when you broke the law, just don't think that you have broken the law and then don't give it the delusion to drink the alcohol, okay? Then again you can drink the law again, okay? So there is a thing in this prayer that even if you pray it 9 times, you have to stick it 9 times. If it is written 9 times, you have to fix it for the 9 times. So turn that thing like that. So I will literally change this thing. Even if you break the 18 times, just fix it 18 times. Even if you break your walk 18 times, just fix it again 18 times, okay?
Okay, so this is the most important thing. Okay, this is the most important thing. Now the key, this is the one important, the 5 steps. Okay, that's how you do it. Okay.
Yeah. So now other thing is that as we talked about the karma, the heavy karma and the heavy karma and the light karma. Because now the second thing is when you have the negative karma becomes when it starts to decrease and when you are making the more positive karma comes into you, so everything will watch you, every life and everything will become more smooth and whatever you wish will be untrue. This was because of when your negative karma is such a case. When your negative karma is a hard, so you will face the more difficulties in your life, more obstacles as possible.
Okay, so that is what you are. So this is the thing, okay, what you have to do. So that's why the general people, when they think that the most of the obstacles comes, the best way to remove the obstacle, they are the true ways. When you have a negative karma starting to reduce, then every obstacle will come, will be less in your obstacle, automatically it will be removed. So now you can see that the heavy negative karma and the light negative karma, it depends up to you, how you put it. So like as I give
the very strong infection without killing the mosquito. So this is the most important thing. So this is the most important. From the negative action come. So after this, certainly you have to try to jump the mantra. That's just like a mantra or whatever the mantra, to be affected by the negative sign. But if you do it, even with your committed to the negative sign, you become very light. Now I'm not encouraging you to commit the negative karma, okay?
So even once you know it, so once you know it properly, then even the F negative karma, you can make it very light.
So I think the liberation karma, it says the person who knows, even if committed heavy negative karma, it will become very light. Person who doesn't know, even he or she committed a light negative karma, it will become very happy. I think it mentioned in the liberation karma.
Okay, so clear, is it?
Yes. They ask the question like they have the insects, the ant and the rat at the liberation of the pagoda or the temple. So if they eat the scripture or the prayer book, so how should they do?
To
yep, they ask the question like in the pagoda, sometimes they have the ant or the insects. On the rat, they eat the scripture or the prayer book, and so how should they do? How should they deal with the incense? They can keep and maintain the on the prayer book or the scripture. So how they view the insects in that sky?
Okay, this is generally so many people ask me this question when they're having difficulty with the insect in the house. Yeah.
Excuse me, Yella?
Yeah, so many people used to ask me like this question when they're having the difficulty with the insects coming in the room and house.
Yeah.
The insect, I think when you have to clean the insect room properly, you have to clean it all the time. Also then, the prevention, you can use some of the materials or the chemicals to prevent that entering the house. Okay? Use prevention and so that is a one true incident. Some of the Bangalore city students told me one of their story. Eh? The Bangalore, behind their hostel, beyond the hostel, the city government. So the prevention of the mosquito, they would just use the chemical, the white powder, I think they were to kill the mosquito, they would throw the white powder all over them and the way they are being the suspect that they might be the mosquitoes. Then they would turn the water on the white handle to kill the mosquito. White powder and it would kill the mosquito, they would throw
it
over near the panel of their hostel. So what happened is that they told me that when they actually the chemical they used to kill the mosquito. So what they told me is that in the hostel, in the night time, when the mosquito comes, mosquitoes and the colors changes. In the mosquito, one mosquitoes comes now. So that's why now when you have the insects coming in the rooms and like that, so you have to pick it up. So also you can use the prevention, some of the chemicals you can use it, prevention, or save the prevention. Most important thing is you have to clean from the outside to clean the area. So the less insects. That's my social media when you keep working. The health wise is
important.
When you keep it clean. Okay, so this only question or other questions?
There are some other questions. They said that like other Tibetan monk, if they eat the meat. So when they eat like that, do they already trap on the killing?
Generally, the eating the meat is something like that in the negative karma. But have no mention about eating the meat. So eating the meat is something like that it is up to you how you develop. Some people are physically conditioned once they will not eat the meat, so they cannot do the meat. That's a very difficult challenge. Some people physical condition. Decide by the person the physical condition. Once the person physical condition without meat is not fine, then it's a very it's much better to not eat the meat. So once your physical condition, once you're not eating the meat and when you feel very bad in the low or the very peak or something like that, then it's a point of eating the meat. So when you're physical, it depends on the physical. So killing the animal or the stealing is not related to the physical condition. Yeah, so this is the total different negative because it considers Buddhist is a negative karma. So negative karma is in general, when you look at a negative karma, it's a definition of negative karma is a which brings a negative result. That action should be considered as a negative. The positive karma or the positive action will be considered as a which brings the right result. That should be the right action. Okay, so that's all. Isn't any other questions? No questions.
Yeah, still other three questions. They're asking so in the Buddhism point, so the quick compassion with the enemy, is this a negative point? The compassion in the Buddhism, the compassion to the enemy. So is this considered the negative point?
It's a very positive point. Okay? Very positive to generate income and influence. No, it's a very positive. So that is a very positive. When you generate the compassion toward your enemy, that's a very positive reading. The physical, when you have to deal with the enemy, how you deal with that, you have to look at the condition. Mentally, you have to deal with compassion, but physically, when you have to deal with some very hard manner, that's also fine with the enemy. Monastery, when someone has to break the rules of the monastery, the monks and they have to do the prostration, 100 prostration, find out the old ones. At this condition, you are okay. And also, when it monks that breaks the rules of the monastery, so it's that they have to go through the punishment by like prostrating 100 times in front of the old monks and like that. So, even these rules, when you have to generally, we have to generate the compassion for the monk that committed the mistake. But when we have to deal with the person who have done the, some mistake in the monastery, too, even we have to be the compassionate to that monk, but still, we have to deal with a very harsh manner. Asking to do the 100 time prostration, follow the monk, or like that. But generating the compassion, dealing with the heart and the wounds, you have to be together. But you have to deal with the enemy. Okay, so there are no other questions. No.
I still have other questions. If we print the we print the prayer book or we print the a sutra, something like that, and if there is some mistake in that prayer book or in the sutra, so how should we deal with the mistake printing? So
correction, that's all.
No. But the one we already print now, the wrong one, like the wrong sutra, they have like misspelling or anything wrong over there. Yeah. So how should they do? They just burn them, or what should they do with the wrong one already printed out?
They corrected his day part. Also in our monastery, when we have the misspelling, so when they come, that part will be corrected.
Yes.
From the sutra, we will correct the writing on that sutra. We will write that on the sutra.
Oh. So like when they print out the paper, so we correct on that paper or how?
Yeah, on that paper. We will do that in one. So it's very simple. A has only one mistake and 99% is right. Person is right. Why we have to burn it? 99% is right. Only the one mistake. Sake of the one mistake, you are burning 99 right points. That's all. If you look at whole books, maybe they might be the 5 or 6 mistake maximum. Even if you don't become the one person after that. That's good. So that's why 99% is right. So why we have to want to distribute that book? Even if it's a 99% right. So easiest way, simple way, what we'll do, we'll write that on that test. We'll write it, we'll write that on the test. That's what we do. Because this issue, Buddha has not told anything how to do it. Buddha said the Buddha's time, no one wrote down in the paper. For everything, they started writing down after the death of the Buddha.
They have still one more question, and people said that just in case they print out but 99% wrong.
And it's a very simple, now going distribute that book, then how can you correct it all the 99%? Then it's a waste of time, and you're trying to print your own book.
So that's the reason, if 99% wrong, so what they do with the wrong one?
Just keep that in the stuff. In the Tibetan, what we will do is that all the books where they are talking wrong, we will keep that in a separate basis, or we will burn that. That we
will do. Oh, okay.
If 99% is wrong, then it will be that you are giving the wrong message. When you are giving the wrong message, you will bring the wrong idea. Once the wrong idea, then it will give you the wrong action. And remember that it will bring your very wrong results. When you bring the something 99% wrong book, so it will bring wrong, it will give away the wrong ideas to the people. With this wrong idea, people will do the so many wrong actions.
Sometimes the small boat make a big, the mistake with the small boat make a big mistake. They the 100 who cannot see properly. That he went to that hunting. What he was sent to the hunting, so what happened is that he is so far away from me, so just he kicked the gun. And later on, when after he did the gun, one very loud noise came from that side of the day, that I'm human, I'm not an animal, I'm human. So then the hunter went and approached that person. But that person told the hunter that I'm a human, I'm not an animal. So that hunter told that person, I'm very sorry. So I couldn't speak properly. So I thought that you're near. So that's why I just shoot. So what happened in the and that the person, you know, he should be very careful with that hunter, who's clear the mouth with the eyes. So we did not see. So then after that person only went in the forest and he signed both on his chest. He wrote that I am not deer. I am not deer. He wrote like a huge signboard in the again the hunter picked him again after the ship again said person. The person got very angry and became towards the hunter and shouted and said that I know that your eyesight is not good. So I wrote on my chest that the person in the big fact that I am not deer. So why are you shooting at me even if you know that I'm not deer? So the hunter told him that I'm very sorry. And you know my eyesight is not good. So when I saw that later, I didn't see the boat. I didn't see the boat not. I just knew that I can hear. So I thought that you are there and I just I didn't see the boat not. So I just thought that I just thought that you are talking on me. I said I am here. So I just I thought that you are here and I just shoot at you. So like how was making difference? I am not here and I am here. That's a big difference. One small mistake was the very what the wrong idea. So 99% goes wrong and if the very thing that you wrong, we create a lot of understanding.